Do you live for Sunday dinner and that slow-cooked all-day flavor of a pot roast that falls apart with a dull spoon? Thanks to Omaha Steaks, I'm never shy about the proteins when it comes to Sunday dinners at our house. Every steak is aged to perfection to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to https://omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
The one and only Darren Green Show. And away we go. What's going on? It's your boy Darren Green, host of the Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, reality TV, and a whole lot more. Please be sure that if you're watching this on YouTube to leave your thoughts in the comments. I cannot stress this enough. We have got to get those recommendations on YouTube, child. So please comment, emoji, curse me out, the whole nine. And if you're not already subscribed to the channel by now, okay, what are we doing? Subscribe to that goddamn channel. Also, to the audio listeners, hey, be sure to leave a rate and review and be sure that you're subscribing or following from wherever you're listening to the podcast, whether that be Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts or Luminaire. Yeah, that's an actual site that you can go on and listen to the podcast. I believe it's called Luminaire or Lumina something. It's a lot of podcasting sites around the world, honey, around the network, I should say, that hosts this platform. Anyway, hey guys, hey, how y'all doing? Sorry. So we didn't do a Real Housewives of Atlanta recap. Don't worry. We're going to recap partial parts, okay, of episode 3, High Notes in Cheap Shots. Okay, we're going to talk about that briefly. We're going to bring reality to the top of our hot topics list, and then we'll go on from there. We also got to talk about Married to Medicine and also just some other news in reality TV that has come up recently. Yeah, so I think what we're going to do when it comes to episodes that I don't really care to, because, like, I'm going to be honest, I attempted to do a recap for episode 3, but the episode was so bad. You get what I'm saying? I was recording myself. Content creators know, when you're doing a video or you're doing some type of piece of content and you're just going through the motions and you're just saying what needs to be, you're not saying what needs to be said. You're just saying stuff just to say stuff. I'm just like, girl, this is I'm not even gagged, honey. We got fake relationships. We have fake conversations. I mean, down to the whole sit down with Portia and the girl Kelly or whatever, them saying, sit there kikiing. They got into, I thought they was going to have a sit down because I started with that. And I guess we'll get into the recap now. But they sat down, had a conversation, whatever, to talk about, hey, what's going on? You know, Portia's basically telling her, oh, well, I don't know why you coming off so strong with me, this, that, and the third. It goes to them kikiing, drinking, and talk about something. We got a bipolar relationship. I'm like, girl, you just said you ain't want nothing to do with this girl, Portia. You basically said I'm not giving this girl nothing. You giving this girl the whole scene. It seems very overproduced. Like we said, because I went on El Teddy's Live the other day, it does not look authentic. Even down to Portia's situation with Drew and Dennis. We got that scene with Drew basically talking about, oh, wait, I sent Portia text messages repeatedly about potentially working with Dennis, so she shouldn't have a problem. I have receipts and all this other stuff. Then we get these scheduled goddamn reads in the confessionals with Cynthia. Cynthia trying to do her damn audition tape. Girl, it is not working. You better be lucky there'll be a show next season, child. At this point, I don't know. The steam has, there was a little bit of hype in the first couple episodes, but the steam is drifting, right? There's a lot of aspects that I want to talk about with this episode. I mean, it was a lot of filler. We got the argument between Angela and Shamia. That was the highlight of the show, honestly, it was Kelly, right? Because I was on El Teddy's Live. We were trying to decipher who these new girls are. There's so many new girls. We don't know who got the nose job, who got the lip job, who got the rhinoplasty. They all just look the same. I'm sorry. Okay. They all just is what it is. And like, for the life of me, That was the highlight of the show, though. When Kelly, it was Kelly that did the, she did something for Balmain. She did like an event and it was to raise money or whatever. And it was a partnership. And Shamia and Angela was getting into it. And I, even though I felt like it was entertaining, I felt like that beef is not even, you beefing, Angela, you beefing with Shamia because you think Shamia is Portia's lapdog. And you're being Drew's lapdog because you're speaking for Drew. This is now the second episode, okay, that we are speaking over people and saying that, oh my goodness, you're a lapdog, this, that, and the third. You called this girl Flavor Flav and try to hide it up. Oh, Flavor Flav was a hype man and this, that, and the third. That wasn't, he was no goddamn hype man. Or maybe he was. I don't know. Maybe he's before my time. But I remember him to be a rapper. And then I remember him to be like a reality TV show host that had a lot of women that wanted to date him or whatever. You called her Flavor Flav because she dark skinned, child. I mean, I'm just, come on. But you know what? Shamia got your ass too, because she basically called that girl, what's, not Janet Jackson, what's that, LaToya? Because Angela, she got that nose. They all got that nose. Like her, Brittany Eady, and freaking and Kelly, like they all got that chiseled Michael Jackson nose. It is impairing their voices. They're sounding like this every time they talk. Like, I'm just like, who's speaking? Who, like, at this point, who is speaking? Like, I need, every time one of them new girls pop up on a confessional or in scene, Bravo, y'all need to put their names on the thing. Cause it's hard to keep up. Let me go back to my notes. Cause I did actually make notes for this, but it just, when I got to making the video, I was just like, girl, what's going on? I wanted to talk about other things as well. So yeah, the Shamia and Angela thing, fake. Portia and Drew, I guess they're supposed to be having a conversation soon. Well, Drew tried to address it to her at the event and Portia was like, I don't want to talk about this. And Drew brought her sister. I'd be thinking every time Drew bring her older sister, I'm thinking that's her mom. We have never seen Drew's mom. Where your mom at? Okay, because that sister that you be going to, and why Portia called that girl Heavy D? Portia, you need to stop. Just get the fuck out of here. That girl looked like her mom. Portia's mom got into it a little bit because I guess they went to a spa. That was something that was talked about. And basically, Portia was giving her the details on the divorce and still talking about that and all that other stuff. And her mom, basically, she tells her mom, like, well, the girls are saying that Shamia is riling, is telling me information or not telling the truth or something to that effect. To which Portia's mom was like, well, you got to watch the person that's the bone collector. I know you've been hanging out with her for a long time. That's the worst advice, because I definitely feel like Shamia got Portia's best interests. But of course, we're trying to make drama unnaturally. So I guess now Portia's new target is going to be Shamia. I've always felt like they had a love-hate relationship anyway, so I already know that it was going to go into that direction. I don't know. I just think that it's just very weird that Portia, like, at the end of the day, somebody was talking crap about you. It was unprovoked, and Shamia brought that to your attention, because had Shamia not said nothing, then Portia, you would have been like, oh, well, what did you say? You get what I'm saying? Well, you didn't say nothing. You wasn't trying to defend my honor. You get what I'm saying? So, Portia, you really can't have it both ways. I don't know what Portia is doing. I thought, I definitely had high hopes that she was going to anchor this social friend group thing well, but she's not doing the things. She's not doing the things. And also, what's worse, because there's nothing really else to talk about with this episode, just with the points that I just made up. But I think that the erasure of Kenya, and I'm so glad that people are talking about this, because I've seen this on TikTok and various other videos and stuff like that. Is Kenya on or is she not? Okay, is she on or is she not? Okay, because we're still actively seeing her. She doesn't have any confessionals, but she's been actively talking to the girls, having scenes with the girls, and she's about to have her own event that they're going to have to tape. I think firing Kenya, and I know I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, because I did say Kenya needs to be held accountable and Kenya deserves what she gets. I think it was a very weird and difficult call to essentially stop her from taping and stuff like that. Ultimately, I wish they just would have had her tape for the rest of the season and then fire her or make a decision at the end of the reunion. I think firing Kenya it's not even mid-season. It's like at the beginning. Because apparently either next episode or the following episode, we're going to get the event. We're going to see what leads up to Kenya and Brittany Eady getting into it. And then we're going to get the event. And then that's going to be a big blow up. And then that's when, you know, we'll never see Kenya again on this season. I think they should have just allowed Kenya to stay on there, because at the end of the day, and I'm going to just say this right now. Why are y'all accommodating to this new person, Brittany Eady? She's not even bringing nothing to the show. It'd be one thing if she's bringing something to the show. But from what I've seen and the storylines that I've gotten from her and sitting with that dang husband, okay, I got my little how you doing hands out. It's not giving. It's just not giving. Her with this damn insurance business thing that she got going off the trail, she's not bringing it. Y'all chose to keep her. Did she try to get y'all legally saying that, well, if you don't fire her, then I walk? Okay, walk. Like, you get what I'm saying? Because let's be clear, Kenya is really anchoring a lot of the drama, and it is coming off a little natural. She's been in here for a long time. She knows the game. You get what I'm saying? Portia is not really being a good anchor here. Allowing Portia to be the anchor of this season is probably going to be the detriment of season 16. I'm telling you right now, because she is completely, this has just what the people have been saying. I hate to be wrong, but you know, I got to admit when I'm wrong, it is the Portia show. It is Portia and Friends. You get what I'm saying? And it's not really working out. So going forward, if there's episodes that are not entertaining enough, like I will talk about it on the Wednesday show. If there's something that is really big, if something like, for example, this situation that's going to happen at this Kenya Moore hair salon thing, I'm probably going to give y'all a separate episode just strictly on that recap. But if there's more episodes like this, you're just going to get it smashed in with a podcast episode, because it's just not giving. And I feel bad because, damn, this is season 16. This is y'all sweet 16. Y'all been here for 16 years and y'all can't even, it's not working. They need Carlos. Carlos got the drama started. I don't care what nobody say. Oh, when Carlos is on there, things got legal. Yeah, well, that's make for good ratings. Okay. That made for good ratings. Name me a dry season that Carlos King produced. Okay. He need to talk to Bravo, or they need to conversate with him, see if he can get him back, because the producers that they got on now, child, it's just not giving. Honestly, I don't think any of the Housewives shows are really giving at this point. It's real dead. Speaking of Housewives, they said Garcelle is leaving. She made an announcement that she's leaving. You know, I think Housewives have really lost its steam. I'm not even hearing nothing about Housewives in New Jersey other than Teresa. We'll get into that a little bit later. I guess we can get into Teresa now since I just brought her up. But like, girl, your girl is going through some issues right now. She owes over $3 million in taxes. Let me read this little excerpt, trying to give you guys my thoughts. Now, Teresa and her husband, oh, she did get married to this man. Now, see, I've watched very briefly. I don't know which season it was, but I watched the season where she started to mess with this dude. And something about him. When I saw that, I was like, it's giving very Skimiana. But anyway, Teresa and her husband, Louise, are facing major tax troubles. According to records obtained by People, the Real Housewives of New Jersey star owes $303,000. Okay. While the husband is in debt and significantly higher at nearly $2.6 million. What the hell does this man do? Now, this isn't the first time the husband has faced tax issues. Back in 2024, he was hit with a $163,000 lien, which remains an open case. Teresa, who is married to this man, is no stranger to legal and financial troubles. She recently served 11 months in prison for mail wire and bankruptcy fraud, and has always maintained that she was unfairly targeted. You housewives are always going to jail. You housewives are always doing this scandalous, scamming ass shit. How do you owe that much? Now, see, when we marrying these people, you don't be doing no background checks on these people that y'all be marrying. And y'all got, and Teresa, you got the resources. You just can't just be looking for you see a good little piece of thing and a little good piece of thing down there and a little bit of money on them or something like that. And you just, okay, I'm going to marry this person. Like, what? We're not doing no background checks. And when I say background checks, we need to not just be doing background checks as far as criminal background checks. We got to do a credit check. When you marry somebody, you're going into business with these people. Okay. So whatever they got, you got. They got bad credit, you got bad credit. They got good credit, you got good credit. You get what I'm saying? And so what was the reason? What was the reason? And I just know that damn Brother Joe and Melissa Gorga sitting over there. That's what she get. Oh, should I watch Housewives of New Jersey again? Well, I mean, I don't even know if they're current with their season, child, because it seems like a lot of these shows have stopped. But girl, you want to go back to jail? Because honey, you do you get tried again? I don't know. They might put some years on you because you see how they did poor Karen. Girl, they do not care if you a housewife. They do not care if you on that Bravo stuff. Child, you going to jail. You mess with Uncle Sam, you going to jail. So that's what happened. I wanted to briefly talk about Married to Medicine because I did talk about this on my TikTok and I wanted to bring this here to the podcast. We talked about it briefly last episode, but that was before I saw the actual part one of this three-part reunion. And I will say, I was very disappointed in how everything panned out with these girls. I mean, where do I even start? We're going to break this reunion up into three parts. I feel like because Phaedra was not there, because if Phaedra was going to be there, she would have been the punching bag of the entire cast. They would have all dragged her. I believe Toya, definitely Heavenly, Simone, Jackie would have chimed in to validate Simone and all that. They would have dragged Phaedra. So it was very smart on Phaedra's part to not show up. She's been pressed at a reunion before. That last season that she had with Real Housewives of Atlanta, where it was outed that she was the one that did what she said about Candy. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to be in communities with these girls. I'm not helping you with no ratings. Because that's all this is. She was going to come on the show, and this would have been her last season because they would have iced her out the next season. Her not being on the show hurts the reunion because I'm going to be honest. A lot of the shit that was talked about was dry. It was boring. The only thing that was entertaining was seeing Quad be the new punching bag because Phaedra wasn't there. Quad is the punching bag. Because Simone and Quad got into it and we're still rehashing the same situation that happened last season. Well, look, I understand where Quad is coming from. She's saying that at the end of the day, all collectively wanted me to leave and y'all iced me out the last season because y'all wanted to bring other people on. And let's talk about these other people. You get what I'm saying? And I feel bad for Quad to a certain extent, but I'm also dragging your ass, Quad. Okay? Because you sat there and you complained that they tried to ice you out. They tried to ice you out because they wanted to bring T in. It was a driving force to bring Greg and T in because it was going to bring drama. And I do believe, even though Toya wants to sit there and come for T and saying that I never told you to start a war with Quad, I do believe that Toya, Simone, maybe not Jackie, because Jackie don't get into the drama, but she's always going to support no matter what. But I do believe they tried to get her T to go after Quad because they were not on Quad's side last season. Now, the tide has changed. Now the group doesn't mess with T. Because it's very evident that they're icing her out. And everything that she says, a lot of these girls are chiming in. We got Heavily chiming in, coming for her. We got Quad saying, and my thing is, I don't even know why Quad, why are you even arguing back and forth with T? I don't even know why T's arguing back and forth. Because it's clear that y'all need to work together because they are all pitting y'all against each other. And I'm just looking at this and I'm just like, why is nobody saying anything? Yo, what is going on? It's very much, the mean girl culture in this damn group, I would say it's probably even worse than Potomac. And for Quad to get in there, I know I'm going back and forth in every which way with this, but for Quad to get in there and see, I showed up. I'm not like Phaedra. I'm here. I'm like, oh my God, like you are begging to be a part of this group that is trying to debate whether you should be here or not. Quad, get some goddamn balls or something with these. And we see that she's going to get into it with Simone in the coming episodes. I believe either part one or part two. But girl, do you not see that they're like using you as a pawn and they want you and T to get into it? Because at the end of the day, this show, this ensemble have nothing else going on other than Phaedra. And I'm going to be honest, when Phaedra left, I was like, okay, well, y'all need to wrap this season up because there's nothing else to talk about. There's nothing else that I care about. I don't care that y'all don't, and now y'all don't want T on, and now y'all feel like Greg is a nuisance. acts. And now y'all upset because he pressed charges against the dude. Now, I think that it was corny as hell for him to press charges on the dude because dude ain't even touch him. But at the end of the day, y'all wanted him back on the group. That's the thing. Y'all wanted him back. You wanted him and T back because you thought that this was going to be like a real explosive season of, oh my goodness, like we're bringing somebody's ex of a cast member. That's just, anyway, it's just a whole lot of mess. Heavenly got on my damn nerves. Heavenly is such a rude, like exactly what Phaedra said. These girls are demonic. I think that Phaedra in that moment was talking about Heavenly. Heavenly is very demonic. Heavenly is very, she is mean spirited. She is evil. The fact that she sat there and she was going back and forth with Contessa, because this was, and I just find it so weird that somebody's dead mama was called out her name. And for Heavenly to get this little validation that she got from Jackie, talk about something. Well, Jackie, did I say her mama? Did I say her mama's a... And she said no. And I find it so funny every time that these girls lie, because they lie a lot. I like, at this point, play a drinking game every time these girls lie. And production be making y'all look dumb as hell, giving y'all the footage of y'all actually doing the fuck shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all are trash. Y'all are trash. And y'all want to sit there and come for everybody else show, everybody else black show. I'm telling you right now, them motherfuckers are not real. And your ratings will show, because at the end of the day, don't nobody want to come to this show no more. I am going to see what this next season gives. Of course, we ain't going to talk about it. We're not going to, well, I don't know. I might talk about it a little bit on the show, but I don't see nothing. I think that what's going to happen and what's been happening for the longest, which has been able to keep them in, you know, good graces with the ratings, Heavenly will get on her live and say some of the most deplorable, horrible things to somebody on the cast. I think her next target again is Simone, because she has been coming for Simone lately. She's going to get on live. She's going to talk about that husband, which is going to get Simone riled up, and we're going to see a screaming match the first episode. She might even talk about this new girl with that damn NFL player, fine ass man. Probably going to talk about him. And then if T coming back, I don't think T coming back. That's another thing. I don't think T and Greg is coming back. She might talk about Quad. She's going to talk about somebody. And then it's going to be like a storyline on the show. Oh my God, Heavenly, you're always talking about somebody. You just can't keep your mouth shut. Da, 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 this and the third, this and the third. I'm sorry, but the bitch just need to understand that her husband ain't shit. It's the same formulaic thing. It is going to get old very soon. It's going to get old very soon. And if you keep on bringing new people on the show just to bring them up the first season and then drag them the next season to get them to like get off the show or ice them out, it's going to come to a point where it's just going to have to just be y'all that's on here. And it's only but so much y'all can do and argue and fuss about, child. It's only so much that Simone can scream about, and for Jackie just to just allow everything to happen and just not have no type of say and just agree with the status quo of the mean girl culture that's on this damn show. Okay, I've had enough. It is enough of reality today. We can move on. Tell me what y'all think about that in the comments. I do want to talk about Diddy. Ooh, child, the person who shall not be named. Okay. Yeah, he had a partial victory today. Well, it has been reported. I'll read the little excerpt here and I'll give you guys my thoughts. It said, in a recent court ruling, Diddy scored a partial victory in a lawsuit filed a former music producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, who accused the mogul of SA. Now, a judge dismissed 5 of the 9 claims Jones made, including RICO charges, emotional distress, and a breach of contract. Additionally, a Trafficking Victims Protection Act claims against Diddy's company, Combs Global, was also thrown out. Okay, now the judge didn't hold back in reprimanding Jones's lawyer for poorly preparing the files. In particular, the judge noted that the Blackburn had, that's the lawyer, had failed to recognize that Diddy is presumed innocent in the unrelated grand jury indictment. Okay, now Jones has filed a lawsuit in February 2024 accusing Diddy of sex trafficking, RICO conspiracies, claims that the mogul labeled it as a money grab. Despite the dismissals, the case is still moving forward and serious sexual assault allegations remain on the table. In response to Blackburn, he told TMZ that, yeah, A win is a win. Playtime is over. We look forward to discovery. I hope the defendants are ready. The remaining claims could potentially make it to trial depending on the progression of this case. Okay, so the stuff that got taken out was the RICO charges, emotional distress, and the breach of contract. Now, see, I think the breach of contract and the emotional distress, it's unfortunate that got taken, because I think that's really the truth in all this. Because I know, and I remember this story too. He brought up other stuff. Like he said, Stevie J was sleeping around with some dude, and then he had some video footage and some clips, and the dude wasn't even Stevie J. It was some star that be on OnlyFriends. Okay. It was a lot of things that was brought up for shock value, and it didn't have any evidence, and the fact that this lawyer was unable to provide the evidences, which is why a lot of the stuff been dismissed. Contrary to popular belief, I believe that Diddy did something to this Rodney guy. I believe that there was something, there was some type of foul play. I'm not going to say that he wasn't essayed, because believe victims, hey, if that's what he said that he did, that's what he said that he did. But when you layer it with a lot of other stuff just to build some type of, some type of shock value. Oh, he did this and he did that. And it was this. Like, when you add stuff on, it messes it up for everything else that you're trying to get him for. Because I do believe that there was some bad business deals going on, and you wanted to get your comeuppance from that. But there's a certain way to do it. The same thing like the lawyer that tried to add Jay-Z into this Jane Doe story. And look what happened with that. The whole thing got taken off. Even the stuff that was alleged for Diddy. You get what I'm saying? You wanted to kill two birds in one stone. Well, both of them flew away. And I believe that y'all keep on doing this stuff and adding stuff on and making things up, not making things up for shock value, but like adding things that don't need to be added on. You are going to put him in a better position to get out and walk free. Like, two things can be true at the same time. I believe that Diddy has done most of the stuff that he's being accused for. I definitely believe that wholeheartedly. But when you make up some stories or you add some stuff on, just to add stuff on, just to make it another layer, now it's a sexual thing. Now it's a deviant thing. If y'all are adding this stuff on and not being truthful, then what else are y'all lying about? You get what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to say that Diddy is not innocent in any way, shape, or form. But we got to hit it the right way. We got to hit it the right way, or this man will walk. That's that on that. It might be a hot take or whatever. I'll die on this hill. It's whatever it is. I definitely believe that Diddy should be in jail and he needs to stay where he's at. He needs to stay where he's at. But people that's working on this, they have to do it the right way. Anyway, let's move on before I get canceled, honey. The algorithm does not like when people talk about Diddy. They do not like it. Okay, they don't want it, honey. It is not a good look, honey. Anyway, I want to talk about Sherry Shepherd a little bit. Y'all gonna think I really hate this girl. Because I had to drag her last episode because it was rightfully so. But Sherry Shepherd and Nia Long were allegedly involved in a heated confrontation in a lobby of the Broadway's Othello on Sunday night. Okay, now Sherry attended the star-studded debut featuring Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, revealed on her talk show on Monday that she was accosted by an unnamed celebrity. It was later reported that the celebrity in question was Nia Long. Now watch what she says here, because I actually didn't see this yet, so this is the first time I'm seeing it.
Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal's show Othello. So this unnamed celebrity actress who shall remain nameless, I'm standing there talking, somebody grabbed my arms and they forcefully turned me around. So I'm in a good mood. So I go, hi, what's going on? Because I know her. And she says to me, she goes, you've been shading me a lot. That's what she said to me. And I said to her, I said, no, I haven't, because I was really confused. And then she goes, yes, you have. And then she just walked off. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, I know who I shade, because I don't shade many people. It might be one person I shade. And I never have shaded this unnamed celebrity. And I'm like, and so she came up to me in front of everybody going, you shaded me. And then she walks off. So, hey, unnamed. So I was mad. I was really mad. And I said, you know what? You don't freaking get to do that to me. So I went to the bathroom during intermission. I stood there for 15 minutes waiting for a meeting in the ladies' room. Okay?
Girl.
I stood there. you and tell me I shaded you.
Now, she speculated that it might have been a case of mistaken identity and invited the person to appear on her show to resolve the issues, though Shepherd did not name the celebrity. We know now it to be Nia Long. Nia Long, I think she posted like a picture of saying what a night or whatever, and people made that speculation. She made like a cryptic message or something like that, talking about something about last night with a kissy face. And people was like, she could have been talking about her. I don't know. I tried to do a little bit of research as to why. What's going on over here? Okay, hold on. We'll talk about that later. Hold on. Because I'm over here looking at stuff. I was trying to sit there and figure out what was the reason. I mean, the most that she's talked about, Nia Long went through a divorce or something like that. And she talked about it, but she didn't say nothing shady. She didn't say nothing out the way. I think I believe what Sherry said here was that she probably thought it was somebody else, and there probably was some drinks going on, child. There probably was some drinking, heavy drinking, and heavy other stuff that was at play here. But yeah, no, that's weird. It's such a weird exchange. I mean, but when you get into this realm of talking about celebrity news and stuff like that, people are going to sit there and impress you when you go to these live events. That's just the name of the game, child. I just already know, child, if this podcast gets big, child, I know I'm going to stay in the house, child. I ain't going to do no red carpet appearances because I don't know. I don't want nobody to be like, oh my God, you talking about me? Now I got to fight. I'm like, girl, that's why I'm going to need my security. Because ain't nobody going to try me. Anyway, I want to move on to the last couple topics I wanted to get into for today. So this is a segment that I want to start. Well, I tried to start last episode, but I just didn't have the time. TikTok beef of the week. And basically, it's like whatever viral conversation or viral thing that's going on TikTok, I want to talk about it. So there was two topics that I wanted to talk about the whole 21 with no kids trend, because I feel like there's been a conversation on TikTok, right, of these 21 to 25 plus people, predominantly women. This basically was a woman conversation. Now everybody's talking about it now. But it's this viral trend from the Jacquees line, 21 with no kids, right? And a lot of these girls, they're posting and congratulating themselves and saying, oh my goodness, yes, I'm 21 with no kids, or I'm 25 with no kids, or hell, I'm 30 with no kids. You get what I'm saying? People are congratulating themselves and giving themselves a pat on the back for being childless and not having a child and all this other stuff. And the conversation is a lot of people that are parents that are in those ranges of 21 to 25 plus that have kids, and they are essentially dragging the people that are congratulating themselves for being childless. I mean, I've seen a couple videos, because at first I did a TikTok video on this. Like I said, I want to bring this to my podcast, but I've seen like people talk about some, oh my goodness, you think that's acceptable? You think that you're not supposed to come up into this world and procreate, and it's given very much regret. Like, how many abortions did you have that you regret, and you're trying to make it seem like you're... Like, I'm just like, people are really saying that. People are really saying that people are, because of their regret in aborting their child, saying how many children did you give to God or something like that, talking about them potentially having abortions. And I was trying to figure out why people were saying that, but someone actually did explain this to me. They are saying that because they feel like it's like a call coming from inside the house, basically saying that I'm trying to make myself feel better for the decision that I made of aborting a child. And so I'm just going to say that I'm happy that I'm childless, but really I'm just upset that I made this decision subconsciously. I think that's some, for people to sit there and get on a video, prop their phones up and press record and say that bullshit. I think that's very disgusting. Do I think that people are being a little bit facetious with the whole 21 with no kids? Yes. Yes. But I also feel like it's not about you. And I'm talking to the people that have the kids, at those ages, 21 to 25 plus. Them making a 21 with no kids video has nothing to do about you. It has all to do with them negating against status quo. Because that's what was told to them. That's what was told to all of us growing up, that we need to procreate, that we are less than if we don't have kids, and we need to bring more bodies into this world because it's our royal oath. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what God wanted us to do. And that's what whatever. And that's, like I said, status quo. People are congratulating themselves and patting themselves on the back because they said, no, I'm not going to do this. I don't care how much you said my life is going to get better, because let's be clear. When I say the call is coming from inside the house and the pot is calling the kettle black, a lot of these parents that are complaining about these kids saying this, y'all got regret. Y'all have regret. That's because a parent that really is gung-ho on being a parent and love and cherishes what they brought into this world, they will look at a 21 with no kids video and be like, oh, this is not me. If it's not directed, it ain't affected. Because I love my kid. If you love your kid, you wouldn't be mad at this. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot of regret going on. And somebody said this very elegantly on TikTok. It's like, they're upset that they paid in to the agenda of having a kid. We all know that in the family, and we're talking about black folks here, child. You know what I'm saying? Now, if there's anybody else here, I'm pretty sure y'all have those conversations too. But we all know auntie, grandma, them, we're going to give me some grandchildren. We're going to give me some nieces and nephews. You know what I'm saying? We know that there is a push for people to have children, especially women. We get it as men too. Like I said, the grandmas and the moms be like, when you going to give me some grandchildren, we're going to give me some great grandchildren, some nieces and this, that, and third. There's an expectation that you have to procreate. And I think that because they bought into that, and then they said, and then people told you your life is going to be so much better. You're going to have so much fulfillment in life for doing this. And when you do it and you don't get that fulfillment, you have regret. And then you look at the next person. You look at the next person that's happy about their situation of not having a child, and you are jealous of that. And that's why you are upset. And that's why you guys are foaming at the mouth for making those videos. And let's be clear, the 21 with no kids, if they wanted a kid, they can have it. It's easier to get kids now. I mean, you get so many ways. You get what I'm saying? So I think that go outside, touch some grass. It's not the end of the world. And at the end of the day, we all make choices. We all make choices in life, and we have to live with the choices that we have to lay in the bed that we make. Like I said, I feel like people saying it, the 21 with no kids, it's not about y'all. And I think that y'all make it about y'all. And that's what kind of pisses people off, because it's just, girl, we not talking about you. We talking about status quo. We talking about, because we got people like freaking J.D. Vance talking about lonely cat people and saying that them trying to sit there and say that childless person shouldn't have a say in this country. And we got Elon Musk saying the great replacement theory, and there's not enough people being born and populating and all this other stuff, trying to get people to have children. You're guilting people into submission. And the people are saying, no, we're not doing this. And I'm happy of it. It's weird. It was a very weird exchange that I saw on TikTok this week. I just wanted to mention this on the podcast. I mean, when you get into the things, I thought my body, my choice. I really thought that was something that we agree with. A lot of y'all conservatism is showing, but y'all not conservatives. A lot of y'all said y'all hate Trump, but y'all be laying in bed with his policies and his rhetorics. At this point, it's above me. Now, another topic in the TikTok beef of the week, child. We got this damn influencer. I'm pretty sure y'all saw his ass by now, or saw different variations of this damn video. Apparently, this influencer by the name of Ashton Hall, or Ashun, Ashton. I don't know what this one, girl. He's a fitness influencer, and basically he goes viral for showing his like morning routines, where it consists of him like putting his face in like ice water with this water bottle, this glass water bottle that you can buy at Dollar Tree. And he does like a workout thing. He's in this like little, I wouldn't say man, like a condo or something like that. He's running. He took a banana peel and washed his face with a banana peel. It's very weird. It's some very weird shit. Okay. And so he made a video response to address the people, I guess, that has been copying him, air quotes. Here's a little bit what he had to say.
The nonsense. So many videos are being sent to me, duplicates of my videos. This is for the creators that are sick and tired of their work being copied. Listen to me well. You're either going to be a leader or a follower, and it's okay to be either one, but you have to choose. If you're going to be a leader, people are going to follow you. What is the issue? I realize that God has me here to lead, not to follow anyone. So that's what I'm going to do. When I see somebody following the way, I should be hyped. Now, I'm not perfect by any means. I used to get pissed off. The running video videos, the ASMR with workouts. I'm not gonna act like I'm a saint. I used to block anybody who was doing anything similar to me. That was me. I'm blocking them. Screw them. How could they copy my work? I worked so hard for this. What's wrong with this dude? Why do work the same hard. Thing as me? What is up? Then I realized, bro, people follow Jesus. Why? Because he was great.
Oh my God. So I find it so funny. We can stop here because the more I hear him talk, the more I'm just like, oh my God. Now you comparing yourself to Jesus. I just knew that was coming. People said that just from looking at his content and what he gets into, you could tell that he's one of those red pill, like hella misogynistic. I mean, he has women servants that be giving him like food and drinks and ironing his clothes and shit like that. They said you could tell that he's definitely like very like narcissistic and stuff like that. But to sit there, nigga, they are making fun of you making the damn content that I'm seeing. A lot of the stuff, people are copying what he's doing to make fun of it, because that was the running joke. You were bullshitting the first part of your morning. It was like you're putting your face into the water, you're over here doing these damn jogs, you're trying to chase a car. Okay, is you bullshitting for them? It's so weird. And it's the fact that people are like continuously reposting his videos. It's actually getting annoying now, because now every time I scroll on Twitter or scroll on TikTok, I see his ass. Girl, ain't nobody copying you. They're doing it because, well, it's a trend now. But also, they're doing it to make fun of you. But you have to remember that they followed. There's people that copy Jesus. Oh my God, people have real. They have real. Like, when I say you, people need to go outside and really touch on some grass. I think some of y'all need to live outside for a couple of days. Cause y'all get so stuck in y'all shit. When you laying shit long enough, you don't smell that shit no more. You laying your own, and I hate to be graphic, but it is what it is. You laying your own shit too long, you start to not smell that shit. Okay? And this is exactly where this man is. He is in the sunken place of shit. Anyway, tell me what y'all think about that in the comments. We are done off of this show. I like doing the Wednesday shows. I think we're going to bring this back now that I got some more time on my hands. And I think that we're like 46 minutes in. We're almost 50 minutes. Hey, how y'all doing? We will be back with the next episode. We'll probably be on Monday. We're going to keep Mondays because I don't know. Someone commented. It was like, oh, no, I rely on you on Mondays. I'm like, all right. All right. I'll stay on Mondays. See y'all later.